Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the I Can't Make This Shit Up podcast. And that's what for God. I can't make it up. But before I get into what I can't make up, I'd like to say thank you for listening. Your ears mean the world to me. I'd like to thank your fingers for clicking, because without that click, you wouldn't have heard me. And you know my favorite cliche, without even being a cliche, without you, there's no me. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope everybody is having a wonderful day, night, evening, whatever the time or the day you listen to this. I just hope your day is going well. But what I have to talk about today is tragic. It's crazy, unacceptable, and the damages can't be reversed. So what am I talking about? I'm talking about a person. My homie, QB, he gets shot, downtown Newport News, Stuart Gotti, right? He shot 3 times, if I'm not mistaken. But the crazy part about it is, they respond, but soon they get there, and these are the firefighters, I guess. They don't even check. Soon they get there. They don't even check the man. How do I know this? Or how do we know that? Easy. The man was literally on the ground, alive, for 50 minutes. 50 fucking minutes, man. No one, and I repeat, no one on God's green earth deserves that kind of treatment. I don't give a damn what color you are, what race you are. Bullshit is bullshit. Like, the man had a headshot, and may he rest in power. Rest in peace, QB. But you did have a chance, my boy. And I didn't even know that it was like that, dog. And it's fucked up, man. I didn't even know. Literally, you was on the ground. 50 minutes. Y'all gotta let that part set in. 50 minutes. 50 fucking minutes. Before they realized the man was literally still alive, fighting for his life. Now, when you look at the whole situation, 50 minutes before they got the man to, you know, before they got the man help, to say the least. If you get the man help inside of those 50 minutes, okay, the rescue squad, the EMTs didn't respond. It was the firefighters. But you know what's so crazy? It's just, I don't know if they saw him and his injuries freaked them out, because gore, you know, coming up on the scene and looking at gore, like, you know, blood, somebody, you know, you can see somebody's brains, etc. Like, it's like going to an accident and someone's head got cut off. You know, everybody can't stomach that shit. And there are accidents that people do lose limbs. Like, you got that. That's why they say they came to the scene and it was like nothing they ever seen before. Because the only time you see things like that, and the truth is, you only see things like that in the movies. It's rare you see that in real life, but it happens. It really do happen. But back to QB. They let the man sit on the ground for 50 minutes, man, before, and police had arrived, I guess the rescue squad, and You know, they got all the body camera footage to whatever these guys was talking about, whoever it was, you know. Or it could have been a female officer, male officer. I don't know the people that was out there. I wasn't there. I just know what I seen on the news. The man was alive for 50 minutes. That's a long goddamn time, man, to be, number one, to be, the man took a headshot. A headshot, man. And he's still alive for 50 minutes? That mean the man did have a chance if they would have done their fucking job. Like, they didn't do their fucking job from the word go. And now, they fucked up. They fucked up the case. Yeah, the case is all fucked up. To whoever shot him, like, I don't even want to get into the case. I just want to stay exactly where I'm at. But yes, like, this shit is sad, man. It just doesn't make any sense. Like, the man is literally on the ground, alive, for 50 minutes. 50 minutes, man. What is it, because he was black? Or was it because he got shot in a low-income area? Like, what is it? But whatever it was, he didn't deserve the treatment that he got. Like, they didn't even check his pulse. They just went over there. I don't even know if they got 5 feet on the man. Or they even got 10 feet on him. Or 20 feet. They got out there. They looked. From what they thought they saw, oh, he's not moving. He's dead already. So they thought he was DOA. As soon as they arrived, they ain't checking the vital signs. They didn't see if the man had a pulse. They didn't do shit. Could you imagine fighting to get someone's attention? And you are suffering from a headshot? Can you imagine that? Fighting to get these people attention for your life. People who are supposed to be out there trying to save your life. But you're fighting. Much respect, my boy. And may you rest in power again, man. Because you didn't deserve that, my boy. No, sir. You didn't deserve that at all. That was fucked up. 50 minutes on the ground before they realized the man was still alive. 2 people that got fired, but more need to be fired. More need to be held responsible for this. Just not 2. Okay, the first people on the scene, those are the first 2 people you get rid of. But no, it should be more people. Because a lot of people went off their tainted bullshit information. Oh, he DOA. He did. So everybody that came out there, they were telling them that the man was fucking DOA. That man won't dead on arrival. That man's still alive. You just didn't go check. You didn't go fucking check. You looked. And you must have looked from 100 yards away. You must have looked soon you pulled up and your lights flashed on the body. You must instantly say, oh, that person's dead. I ain't got to go over there. I don't have to go over there. Like, I don't understand. They didn't do their job. They just didn't do their fucking job. And you got to blame them. I blame the shooter too, of course, because he shot him. But goddamn, y'all treated the man like he was a piece of shit, man. That's fucked up. That shit hurt a little bit, man, because I knew that dude, man. Grew up with that kid, man. And him and his brother are not friends. Like, I see his mother regularly. You know, I see his mother all the time. It's fucked up shit, man. Like, you would never think it could happen in your backyard. But it do. But it just don't happen to people close to you all the time. And on that note, I know I done took up enough of y'all time. Thank y'all. And to all the new people, again, thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Y'all see how I'm doing it. And I know it's starting to sound like a cliche, but it's true. I'm doing it like it's 1999, like I'm slinging mixtapes out the back of my trunk. If you like what you hear, share the podcast. Tell people about me. We doing this together. And on that note, I love y'all. Thank you again. And I'm out.